Welcome to the Gregory Dickow Podcast.
Well, I want you to know God loves you so much. You know, one of our earlier thoughts, God's not mad at me, he's mad about me. That's something I don't want you to just think on day three or day four, whenever it was. I want you to think that every day. God's not mad at you, he's mad about you. He loves you. I want you to know I love you too. And you know what? Everything's gonna be all right. Everything is gonna be all right, because today we're fasting from the thought that says, this is a scary time to be living. This is a scary time to be living. Boy, 2020 sure could have been summarized by that. We could have said that's a scary time to be living in. But you know what? Every season, every era of time can be a scary time to be living in, or it can be a very faith-filled, joy-filled time to be living in. It really is a matter of not the state of affairs, but your state of mind. Not the state of affairs of a pandemic, not the state of affairs of the government, not the state of affairs of even your financial situation, but your state of mind is what determines whether you're gonna live in fear because it's a scary time to be living, or where you're living in faith and optimism and positivity and expectation because God is with you. David said, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. So today we're fasting from the thought that says this is a scary time to be living in, because that could be said about any time. And also it could be said, I'll fear no evil, for thou art with me. That could be said at any time. So you have to choose, am I going to think that it's such a scary time to be living in, which could be true any day, or am I going to think I'm going to fear no evil, for you are with me, and that can be true any day. I'm choosing that way of thinking, and I want you to choose that way of thinking with me. How do we do that? Because when you look around at all the news, the evil in the world, whatever it is, it can be pretty scary. It can be, and there is much fear in this world, but it doesn't have to control you or your loved ones. How do we get control of it? Number one, you got to know your authority. We got to fast from the thinking that we don't have power over our lives. We have power over our lives. Jesus said, behold, I give you power and authority to trample upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Did you realize you have been given that kind of power? You've been given all the power over. How much did Jesus say in Luke 10, 19? He said, I give you all the power over the enemy. How much power? All the power. How much does that leave for the enemy? None. How much does that leave for you? All. Guess what that means? Worry-free life, fear-free life. No more living in scary times anymore. It may be scary for others, but it's not scary for me. And I'm in this earth to be an influence to others so that they're not scared either. Look, there are real things that can hurt people. There are real things that can damage people. There are real things that can destroy people's lives. But we can't tiptoe through life hoping that we just never make a mistake. We gotta walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He doesn't say crawl. He also doesn't say fly. He says walk through it, but he doesn't say sit there. He doesn't say sit there and talk about how fearful it is. He says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. What does that mean? That just means keep walking. Though I walk through, he's walking through it. He's not walking in it and stopping and taking a seat and living in fear and misery. He keeps walking. You just keep walking. If you just keep walking, you're going to see the victory. You're going to see yourself get to the other side. Know your authority. And you know what? We need to receive peace as a gift. Jesus said, my peace I give you. Not as the world gives. I'm not giving you a peace like the world. The world's peace is attached to certain circumstances, a certain set of circumstances. We attach our peace to money. We attach our peace to whether we feel safe, we attach our peace to these things that Jesus said, don't attach your, that peace is temporary. That peace is fragile. But the peace that I give you, that peace is unbreakable. That peace is not fragile. That peace is not flimsy. It's the peace of God that guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. When you, anything you're anxious about, he says, pray, petition God with his promise. Petition means, God, you said this. God, you said this. God, you said that. A petition is this person signs their name on the petition. This person signs their name. In other words, it's a list of all the people that have signed the petition. Well, petitioning God means recognizing the list of promises that he's made to guarantee that he will keep his word in your life. That's petitioning God. Lord, you said, that's petitioning God. Lord, your word says, Father, thank you that your word says, greater is he that's in me. Father, thank you that your word says you'll supply all my needs. Father, I thank you that your word says you give me authority over all the power of the enemy. Like, you're petitioning God with the promise that he's made. So go to God, pray with a promise, and give him thanks. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And what happens? The peace that passes all understanding guards your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. When we think about, oh, it's such a scary time to be living, we have to remember what we have. We have to focus on what we have, not on what we don't have. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but, so if you just went around in life and said, God didn't give me the spirit of fear, God hasn't given me the spirit of fear, but what has he given you? Because we need to replace what he hasn't given us and what we did have, we used to have fear. How do we replace that with what he does give us instead of fear? What does he give us? Power, love, and a sound mind, or power, love, and as we said the other day, self-control. Power, love, and self-control. Boy, when you realize this, that you have this power in your life, fear evaporates. Fear loses its power over you. The only reason that fear has power over you is because of a mistaken belief. The belief that God's not with you, that'll make you afraid. The belief that God won't supply, that'll make you afraid. The belief that God won't deliver you, that'll make you afraid. But when you have the belief that he does supply, he is with you, and he will deliver you, fear has no place. It has no root, has nothing to attach itself to in your life. And that's where God wants us to live. So say this. Say, I receive the gift of peace. I'm not troubled by what's going on in this world. I have power, love, and a sound mind. I have authority over the enemy. No evil will befall me. Say that. No evil will befall me. Nor shall any plague come near my tent. Psalm 91, 10 and 11 says that. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Say that. Isaiah 54, 17 says that. No weapon formed against me will prosper. Amen. Boy, when you start, you see what's happening is we're rewiring our brains to think as more than conquerors rather than to think of ourselves as victims or people that could be defeated in life. We see ourselves more than conquerors. We're rewiring our brain with our words, with each day. And when you live this way, this is a lifestyle. This is not try this for, this is 40 days to get you in the habit of thinking this way. Keep thinking this way on day 41, 42, 43, 44, and every day of your life. But this is getting you in the routine and a mechanism, a muscle memory, spiritual and emotional and mental muscle memory. You're remembering who you are. You're remembering that you have the victory. You're remembering what you have. You're remembering that you're above and not beneath. You see, this is how we rewire our brains, and then our brains go and create what we believe. That's how powerful you are. And I will see you tomorrow. Thank you.